in this match.
If it's a war, you can say whatever you want.
I thought it was a cult. I didn't know what was going on.
The Fed did. I think New York did.
One of your executive vice presidents loves that company.
It's the first ever finishing move that's exclusive to a promotion. What is going on, party people? We are back. We didn't know we'd be gone the last time we left you.
It's been a while since we fucked things up just like we always do.
I'm glad you went the stained route there, bud.
Did you see the concert they're playing
at the
mountain?
I didn't even know Aaron Lewis is still kicking.
He is. He's a country singer.
I know. He has that one but good country
playing,
song
they're
that
playing
knows.
One tour, and they're fucking opening for Korn.
I think I know someone that will 1,000% be there.
Oh, I know exactly, yeah.
That sounds like the most him concert ever.
I love how we both know exactly who we're thinking about.
Yep.
But, oh, yeah, Stained is awesome. But it's been a while. It really has. I haven't seen you in, what, before Easter?
Yeah.
The week before Easter.
No, wasn't Easter, like, super early this year? Wasn't Easter, like, the first week of April? Because WrestleMania was after.
It was.
WrestleMania was after Easter.
I haven't seen you since the following Monday.
I think we recorded the WrestleMania show, like, Thursday after WrestleMania. Because I remember we were going to record it that Monday, but my flight got delayed. So I think we ended up recording it Thursday, and that's the last time we saw each other.
And a lot has happened in the wrestling world.
Either way.
You know what? We both came to a head. We weren't putting out good stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
We were sitting here and going through the motions, and we just had to find the passion a little bit. Both of us got busy with work and life and all kinds of shit.
Speaking of passion, Sheetz has these new fucking... let's go on blast right now. Sheetz guy or Wawa guy?
I can't answer. Both.
That's fair, because...
Because they both have things I enjoy.
I think
if you want a meal, Sheetz is the place to go, but have you ever been to a Wawa in the morning and got yourself a Sizzly?
Dude, there's a Wawa right across from ESU's camp. I think we stopped there after wrestling shows.
Yes, we did.
Because
the Pizza Hut was closed, I'm pretty sure I drove 25 miles asleep.
You were, dude, that was the scariest shit of my life. Like, you are asleep, but still fucking... In the passing lane, mashing the gas, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's over.
Did you die?
Somehow, no.
Yeah, because we were recording.
Yeah, we were.
When that was happening.
And it was also pouring rain, and all you could hear in the recording was just the fucking rain hitting the car.
That was coming back from Backlash.
No, that was Evolution.
That was Evolution.
By the way, we missed our 3-year anniversary. That was earlier in the month, that when we were coming back from Backlash.
No, really?
Yeah, 3 years, man.
You're right, because Dominion was our second show.
Yeah. It wasn't like we haven't passed our 3-year anniversary of our first show yet, but our 3-year anniversary of the idea has passed.
Yeah, and then we came up with a list of the worst names. It was May 18th, I believe, actually. No, that was yesterday. No.
It was like, I don't remember. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I could tell you.
Yeah, actually. You could. But, yeah.
This is why you document everything.
And you do. I don't, which is a problem for me.
Like, people are like, how can you go to things and, like, take pictures, you like enjoy the show, and it's like taking pictures doesn't stop me from enjoying the show. I'm not one of those people that will like record the entire fucking like show, but like you gotta document shit, man, because there are things I don't have on video that I regret not having on video.
I have nothing on video. I don't take videos.
Let's see here. That was also like 4 phones ago, so like all my shit's out of order, so it might take me a minute to find it.
Why don't you just Google Backlash 2018?
Because I like being complicated. That's not it. That's SummerSlam 2018. Don't. I'm going to beat you. I'm probably not going to beat you, but I'm going to try to beat you. Fuck off.
May 6th.
Fuck off.
May 6th.
God damn it.
We had great strudel, and then we... you had a chicken Caesar salad at a German place.
Oh, I could have just went to my fucking Instagram stories. That's right. We did go to that German place. Fuck.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
But, But yeah, so I slept for...
Still looking for it, by
solid 25 miles. That was a long day.
That
was probably the wrestling show I regret the least.
Evolution?
Yeah. That's stuck on the bridge. The Travato... What is a bridge?
I have no
clue. Starts with a T.
I have no clue.
All the ships go under it.
My geography isn't great.
And then you accidentally... Remember, you accidentally had everything set to non-toll, so we took the Palisades out.
Yeah.
and we were in the middle of nowhere. We came down to fucking Milford. But yeah, so
it was May 6th.
It was May 6th.
There you go.
Google's an amazing thing.
It is.
I have so much to tell Drake Worse. More on that later. But, so yeah, how you been? Tell the listeners how you been. You left here. Remember. You left here a bare virgin skin baby, and now you have a whole fucking sleeve.
I know. It's, well, 75% of a half sleeve. So, like, that's like a...
That's 50% of a sleeve.
No, 75% of 50% is not 50%.
75%, you're right.
It's like a 3/8 sleeve.
Oh, now we're getting into fractions.
Because 4/8 would be a half.
This is where
it's definitely a 3.
This is where we don't get into the pizza fractions, and then I just lose Christmas completely.
No, because, like, think about it. 4/8 is a half, so that'd be a half sleeve, and I'm 75% of 4/8. It's a 3/8 sleeve. It will be a half sleeve in about a month.
Yeah. Are you going all the way up?
Eventually, but I have a big trip next fall.
Can I do your other half?
I don't even know what I want yet, so if you got ideas, pitch them.
Okay, well, I think you should get the WWF logo. The old one. The old one and work around that. Put that in the middle of it.
Well, the WWF is the center of my universe, pal.
It is. And it's my life is... we're back. My life happens...
Like, we never left.
Happens in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And sometimes Paul Lee from Philly.
Or Bruce from Connecticut.
Where the hell... What's he up to?
Probably not sleeping and writing bad wrestling shows.
Writing one bad wrestling show. And somehow pulling out a good wrestling show writing the other one.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I think on this side, on the bottom, I'm going to continue with the, like, casino deal theme. Get, like, a roulette wheel, a slot machine, and some dice. I think that's the current
plan. A die or multiple dice?
Probably dice on snake eyes because I'm edgy. I'm glad I got a shoot pop from that.
You're edgy.
Some, you know, roll the dice,
man. I want you to go in the bathroom and look at your shirt and say to yourself that I'm edgy. You have an anime Kazuchika Okada with a bunch of balloons and money.
And also, do you see the tramp stamp on the back of it?
Oh, yeah, it's with Gato.
The best booker of all time.
With Gato. Everybody's in a tag match, everybody's in a faction.
I feel
Evil
like,
gets the championship.
I feel like I'm sending a lot of mixed messages, though.
You are. You walk into you look like a Hell's Angel with the Aces and Eight, and then
my favorite wrestling faction of all time. This is my wrestling tattoo right here.
A little bit of the Illuminati.
This is my wrestling tattoo right here, baby.
You should just get a black tie and just be right to censor.
Dude, black fill hurts like a bitch. Like, going over my elbow is like some of the worst pain I felt.
That looks like it hurts.
It sucks. It's not fun.
But yeah, you have to get a wrestling tattoo. You know you do.
This is my Inner Circle tattoo.
Well, they're definitely not the thinner circle.
But we are.
Jericho, fat jokes are back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to cover. We're going to go over everything we missed, kind of. Because we want to, because this is our fucking show. We'll do what we want.
Yeah, and, like, we're just kind of going all over the place because, like, our friendship is weird. Like, we don't do anything outside of this fucking podcast, so I legitimately haven't seen you in, like, a month and a half.
And I haven't seen anybody, just to be fair.
Me either. I'm still paying off my trip to Flo Rida to see WrestleMania.
I paid to see Flo Rida once.
That's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. I heard the story, and it...
You want to know what a hilarious day wrestling day that was?
What?
Battleground 2015.
Was that a good show? I feel like that show sucked.
It probably did.
Oh,
that was
Seth and Brock.
That was Seth
and
Brock.
And Taker came back.
I got back just for that match. And you know my friends. That show was so bad.
The show was very bad.
That they wanted to come back. No, not that show.
Oh.
Flo Rida was so bad that they wanted to come back and watch wrestling.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
And you know, knowing WWE 2015, I'm surprised Flo Rida wasn't the theme for that pay-per-view because it seems
he
like
more
he
than
was every
was.
Month.
So, if I haven't told the story before, me and my friends thought it'd be a great idea for Flo Rida. We were single lads.
Why did you think that'd be a good idea?
Because I thought there'd be women.
At a Flo Rida concert?
Yeah, it's a party. Yeah, you ever hear Wild Ones? It's a fucking panty dropper. But, it's just the most incredible. And then me and my friends got absolutely shit can drunk in the parking lot, and we showed up, and it was nothing but children. Nothing.
That's your fault.
Like, and another mutual acquaintance of ours was there, and he was more fucked up than we were. We'll tell you off the air.
Okay, so now I'm intrigued.
It was ridiculous. I'm
trying to think. The last concert I was at up there, was that Montage, I'm assuming?
Montage. That might have been the last concert I was at when I was there.
Last concert I was at up there was Wiz Khalifa, and that was a time.
Which Wiz Khalifa? Because I was at both of them as well.
The 2014 one was the last time I was there.
The one with not Fall Out Boy.
The one with not Fall Out Boy. Yes. I think, who opened for him? Rich Homie Quan. No, Rich Homie Quan opened
for him. Yeah, and Young Jeezy.
Yes, Jeezy was there too.
Yeah.
Rich Homie Quan, because
we saw Ricky Rose and Lil Wayne up there.
Yeah, that was a good concert.
Oh, but Jesus Christ Almighty! So yeah, we have a lot to cover as we're rambling. It's just what we do. So we're back and better than ever. And I'm a little
got a knack for making things better.
I'm a little excited to talk about wrestling news. It's been a while. We've been talking about Shinsuke Nakamura's tweets.
It's almost two stained references in one segment.
Yeah. Well. It's been a while. So up next, we're going to talk about a little bit of Blood and Guts. I almost said Procter & Gamble. I don't know why that would have made
Procter
sense.
Procter & Gamble. Good old P&G.
A little...
Fun fact, everything on Earth is either owned by P&G or Unilever. Yeah. There's no in between. I guarantee you this is owned by one. Well, this is Coke, actually, I think. Owns Smart Water.
Or Pepsi. It's one of those two.
I think it's Coke.
But,
You know me, I'll fuck with Pepsi. I'm gonna do that shit.
A little bit of Twin Magic by the Turner Broadcasting Syndicate. Some documentaries that
have you ever had Watermelon racing. Mint Smart Waters?
I haven't.
Fucking incredible.
A little bit of some documentaries that came out. Some news out of the Black and Yellow brand. And some news on Friday Night Foxtown. And we'll wrap it up talking about Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash, which pisses me off again that you said it now.
Featuring Army of the Dead. A Zack Snyder joint.
Yeah, that's a big get, weirdly enough. I don't know how that happened.
I think Batista probably has something to do with that.
Oh, Dave, it's been a while.
He is... What's this other fucking country boy's all I'll ever be?
Country boy is all I'll ever be. Goes like that.
Like when he has I got two flags flying above my land.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah, he talks about don't tread on me, and then they cut to it and it's tatted on his fucking neck.
What a fucking psycho.
I think I know someone else who has that tatted on their neck now that I think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
He may or may not have been your great bully.
He's an 8-time WWE champion. So up next, we'll talk about all of that. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Yep. So this might be old news at this point, but what were your thoughts on the Blood and Guts match from, at this point, 2 weeks ago on AEW Dynamite?
Boy, I loved it. I really liked the match.
What did you think of them acknowledging all of the WCW and NWA War Games match as past Blood and Guts matches?
I don't care. If Cody wants to love his shitty WCW, let him.
Cody's a visionary.
Cody? What the fuck is he talking about, Cody?
And you said you didn't want to talk about that promo.
I didn't. What the fuck was he talking about?
Dude, that promo is schizophrenic as fuck.
Started a promo with the 1961 Atlanta was segregated.
Yeah.
In front of no audience.
I lost it when they cut to the white guy wearing the Black Lives Matter shirt. Cause you know they were scrambling for that shit. I like Cody though. Like I like Cody.
I think it's perfectly okay to make fun of this because what the fuck was he talking about?
It was just all over the place. He's talking about the Brit. He was talking about the British and like his tweet.
We haven't been at war with the British in 208 years.
His tweet was even weirder when he's like, "For all of America's warts, it's still great." And it's like, what are you talking about?
Oh my god, what an amazing! Like, I wonder, he had to write that, right?
Yeah, you think someone else wrote that?
Was it apparent what he was trying to do though?
Yeah, he was trying to be his dad.
He has to realize he's not his father. His father belongs in the main event. He can't even book himself for the main event. But
anyway, Blood and Guts.
Blood and Guts. Love the match. Ending was hilarious. Absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So I like the match. I love the finish itself. I thought the finish was...
No, yeah, it was fantastic.
I mean...
Exactly what MJF had to do. I'll play Dribbles Ever here. What do you want, Jericho to crack his head off the skull? No.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the actual finish of the match where fucking... MJF was the fucking biggest dick he could possibly be. I know people are like, well, why didn't all of the Inner Circle just climb up there after him? Like it's wrestling, you know? Sometimes you just kind of...
Like, what's he going to do up there when he's waiting for them to get up there? You think Hager's getting his fucking ass up there?
Hey, he's an undefeated MMA fighter, pal.
I don't care what he is. He sucks.
Tell that to Bellator.
I will. Give me Mr. Bellator's number.
Mr. Bellator. Is that like Dave Honor?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like really confused about the people who equated people saying the ending production wise wasn't done well to we really wanted Jericho to crack his head off concrete.
Yeah, that's not like no one made
they're
that
not,
point.
They're not mutually exclusive.
They had the shot.
Yeah.
They had it. They just didn't use it.
Well, I think that was a fan shot. The one that was on Twitter that was really good. I think that was...
It fooled me because it was a really good quality.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's my problem. You can't have that happen two big matches in a row. It killed it for me. It didn't kill it, but like...
They're different because Revolution was a botch. This was their plan.
Yeah.
So I don't I don't equate the two.
I do equate this. You can't have two major production issues like that. Because it did it or did it not? Gun to your head. Did it not soften the ending?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it
didn't ruin the match.
No, like, it did not ruin the match. Anybody saying that is also wrong.
Yeah.
But I
don't think you could compare them because...
And Jericho's an old school guy. I bet he's pissed about it and he's not...
Well, if I'm Jericho, I'm pissed because I still got legitimately hurt.
Yeah.
He's,
what are you doing?
He dislocated his elbow.
Yeah. Oh.
And they announced Stadium Stampede, but he's supposedly out 4 to 6 weeks, so I don't know if he's just going to work with it or, like, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
As we know, a lot of things could happen to Stadium Stampede.
I mean, it's a 10-man match, so you could protect him.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, confused because if he's in that fucking giant brace thing he was in last week, I don't know.
He might go to an arm cast.
But... My thing is, like, I can't compare them. I can't compare Revolution and the ending of Blood and Guts. Because Revolution, that wasn't the plan. It was a botch. And, you know, it was funny. We all got the fire jokes on it. Shit happens. This was much worse because this was their plan.
Yeah.
They went over this and they're like, let's fucking get a crash pad. Let's get fake steel that's card. Let's get cardboard and paint it like it's steel and put it on top and it'll look great.
Who is doing this for them? Because they need to hire somebody else.
My guess is it was Tony Khan's call. And then there's
it took away from a great finish.
Well, there's the rumor going around that apparently the EVPs don't get along as well as people think they do.
One person knows wrestling, and the other Mr. and Mr. Buck don't. So.
But see, wrestling's... I know you're going to hate me saying this, but wrestling is subjective. Like, what the Young Bucks do is still wrestling. It's just a different kind of wrestling. It may not be the kind of wrestling you like, and it's not my kind of wrestling either. But to say it's not wrestling is just wrong. But
I don't know why they're not talking. I don't know the whole story behind that.
Well, let's be fair. I'm not saying they aren't, like, really friends, but Cody knew what he was doing aligning with them when he first left WWE.
Yeah, no, I mean...
He attached himself to the hottest thing in indie wrestling and got his dream promotion out of it.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah.
That's a very British saying of me.
And now they're witty play. Now they just don't know what to do because their booking is terrible. Their booking is fucking terrible. You can tell there's some heat backstage there.
I wouldn't say it's terrible. It's schizophrenic.
It is. It, like, makes no sense.
There will be some segments in the show that are like, oh my god, that's fucking great. And then there'll be others. See, the problem is,
I'll give them their flowers and degrade them in one following sentence.
Yeah.
Miro was fan-fucking-tastic last Wednesday. Well, but why did he come in pink shirts playing fucking video games?
I think they realized they fucked up and they fixed it. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
All right, fair enough.
You know, that happens.
But I hope we get the killer. I hope he runs through everybody for a fucking year.
I'm sure he will.
But, like, knowing them, he could lose his next match to Lance Archer that was announced.
I mean, seems like he's done with the video game stuff. He put Kip Sabian on the shelf. But, yeah, his song still says, I'm the best man, Miro. And, like, funky electronic beat.
But, yeah, it's their booking is very schizophrenic.
And I think,
and you, like, can tell different people are booking
different parts of the show. Yeah, because there will be four post-match brawls in the same show.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. That show didn't get any better or worse for me. I don't understand. Like,
what, Dynamite?
Yeah.
It's a good wrestling show. Like, it's up there with NXT. I think SmackDown's the best show of the week, but it's up there with NXT for the second. It's better than Raw.
Everything's better than Raw. Me taking a shit shirtless is better than Raw right now.
But, like, it's up there with, I think it's close to NXT. It might be better than it. It might be just a little worse than it. Horizontal. I don't know, but it's pretty lateral with NXT. Yeah. So, like, I don't think it's a bad show. I just think there are consistency issues at times. And it's funny because AEW fans think that, like, everyone's super harsh on AEW, and WWE fans think AEW gets a free pass. And the truth is somewhere in the middle, but it's...
Truth is both.
The truth is always somewhere in the middle. But, yeah, I like the match a lot. I thought it was... They did War Games better than WWE's done War Games. But at the same time, I get why WWE does War Games the way they do War Games, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that, like, NXT is the fucking indie spot show promotion, so they don't want to do a classic, like, you know, 80s War Games match with psychology.
Yeah.
They want to do flips off cages and stuff. Weapons yeah. and all that mumble jumble.
And the problem is, they have the guys to do a good like, 80s psychology match, too.
Yeah, like, fucking, let Triple H and Shawn Michaels book a classic War Games, and I'm sure it'd be fucking great. But yeah, I love the match. The ending gave me a little chuckle. People were a little overly sensitive about the ending, but it's one of those things where, like, I don't know, like, no one's immune to criticism, and trust me, we will both criticize the other company later.
Oh, we absolutely will. On how they didn't bring him in sooner.
I don't know if we're on the same page there, then.
Oh, which we definitely are.
I know.
We could be. You can get the fuck out of my house. But, all right, that was Blood and Guts. More AEW news. Kenny picked up on a championship.
Yeah, Kenny Omega defeated Rich Swann in a winner-take-all match. I don't know if you saw the match, but I did. I thought it was a pretty good match.
Rich Swann, a nice little comeback.
Yeah, he did. So what do you think of Kenny being the... AAA Mega Champion, the Impact World Champion, the TNA World Champion, which comes with the Impact World Championship, and of course the All Elite Wrestling World Champion.
It does absolutely nothing for TNA. Absolutely, Impact, where the fuck it is now.
See, I'm glad you said that, because you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Their last pay-per-view did their biggest buy rate in history.
Well, that's not much.
They used to be on Spike
but,
with 2 million
views a week. I'm not talking about... Oh, what it does for Impact the company. I mean, it doesn't make any sense in the Impact storyline. It doesn't do anything for furthering anybody in Impact.
I mean, he's there every week. He's having matches.
Yeah, but
he's going to put someone over eventually for that belt.
He's going to win the big belt, isn't he?
The IWGP?
Yeah.
Depends how tight that working relationship really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Okada, Omega, with like 14 belts on the line would be a hell of a story. And
at all in.
See, that's the thing. Where do you do it? I'm sure New Japan would want it in Japan. I'm sure AEW would want it in AEW. Like, Impact, like, AEW did them a favor. Let them have it at their pay-per-view. Give them a great buy rate. But would New Japan just give AEW that match?
I think Tony would do it. Or I think Omega would do it in the Dome.
And that's another thing. Like, what's even going on with New Japan? Because Okada was supposed to challenge Ospreay. But then Tokyo had a state of emergency, and that show got canceled. But they said Dominion in June is still on. So I don't know like what's going on with New Japan and who their champion's going to be. But as of right now, it's Will Ospreay.
Yeah, that's true. Did he win that after we recorded?
I think we talked about it. I think we did talk about it, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. He's got to do something with him soon.
So I think we both agree that this all leads to Hangman taking the
yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting. Like, is
he going on a losing streak?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like,
that's the only way to really do it.
He can lose the titles in multi-man matches and not take the pin. The old Bobby Headband way out.
Nah, that's true.
But I mean, if he loses like the AAA title and a triple threat, and then the Impact title and a triple threat, it's like
they love triple threats.
It's like, why the fuck do you keep booking this guy in a triple threat? Like,
they love triple threats.
Yeah. Well, I think WWE owns that name. They call it three-way dances.
That's a weird thing, though. Copyrights are fucking weird, man.
Yeah. Like, I think no one else... TNA called their TLC matches Full Metal Mayhem because WWE owns TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's just
how can you own the rights to tables, ladders, and chairs?
In that order, you could.
But it's just weird.
It is. Copyrights are bizarre.
So they have to call it a fucking Full Metal Mayhem match.
So is Kenny going to be... I don't know. It's just a weird thing to me. And I don't like him, so that probably feels
You're not a big... You're not an Omega Maniac.
I'm not an Omega Maniac. I'm also not a Hulkamaniac.
Well.
Get that out of there. I'm a Wurtzamaniac.
Well, you always just say, well, Terry Bollea is a piece of shit, but Hulk Hogan's a god.
And I stand by that.
So you are a Hulkamaniac.
I'm not. But if you're not born then, you can't be a Hulkamaniac. I am.
But some would argue the peak of Hulkamania was when he's in the NWO.
I am a Gold Dustamaniac.
Well, you're a Dustamaniac now. A blue. He's Blue Dust these days.
I will never in my life be a Dustamaniac.
Wow. What about a Black Rainiac? What about a Black Rainiac?
A Black Rainiac. I don't know. I mean, I'm already a Canaanite. I'm a whatever Daniel Bryan's fan group is. The Yes Army? I don't know.
The Yes Movement?
The Yes Movement. Thank you. Not an Omega Maniac. I'm not a fuck.
You're not a fuck?
No.
But, oh, is that like a Young Buck thing?
That is the Young Bucks thing.
I thought you were making a Terry Funk reference there.
No. But I am a funker.
We're all funkers.
But,
I got a degree from Funk U University.
But this conversation is going nowhere. So, but yeah.
Kenny, so you don't like Kenny winning the Impact World title?
I get it. It's got to work out. But they'll probably have a match and something will fall from the ceiling or something. Because they can't pull off a big match production-wise.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Am I wrong? Look me right in the face and tell me I'm wrong.
They've had plenty of like big matches that were fine production-wise. Stadium Stampede was... You didn't like the match, but there was no production botches.
Matt Hardy got changed in an ice machine.
That was their plan. That's not a botch. I didn't say it was a good plan.
And then the next show like was forced to work out with a concussion. With an obvious concussion.
Yeah, that was bad.
I got to wear that, but they never did.
T's and P's to Ricky Starks, by the way. That's rough.
Yeah, that's awful. How'd he do it again?
Hangman Page suplexed him. He gave him a German, and he was supposed to like land on his feet, but he landed right on the top of his neck and fractured that bitch. And sold it as if he landed on his feet anyway. So he like broke his neck and didn't sell it.
Who was he, Kurt Angle?
Steve Austin had no choice to sell it.
Yeah. Stone Cold was legitimately paralyzed.
Stone Cold's was a shoot hoot.
Shoot hoot. I hate those guys.
You're not a member of the Good Brother Summer?
I am not a member of the Good Brother Summer. I don't know why. I love them when they were WWE. And now I hate them.
Well, because you're a shill.
I'm not a shill. Are we really going back here?
You are a...
Raw's the worst show I've ever seen in my life right now.
I don't know.
But I do recognize my tribal chief.
I missed like half of the show on Monday, but a lot of people said it wasn't a bad Raw.
It wasn't. But I can't say... I it's going to be terrible next week.
Does Adnan Verk make it better or worse?
He's finding himself. He was all right Monday.
Are you a Verkole?
I'm not a Verkole. I'm a Saxon.
You're a coal miner. You're a coal miner.
I'm a Saxon maniac, and I am a broski. Not a broski.
A broski?
A cuzzo.
Big Zack Ryder guy.
No. Midcard. At best.
He's wrestling the Headbangers and the Ascension in a fucking Holiday Inn.
I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, that's basically all of AEW's promotion.
Stop it.
No.
None of those men are even in AEW.
They can't even get hired by the set. They can't even get hired by the leftover crew.
Stop it.
I mean, Connor is where it's at, though.
Rick Victor's a hell of a worker.
He is. He's also 100. But
Father Time is undefeated.
In another.
Where? What is this going on?
I don't know.
This is what happens when we don't talk for like a month.
Yeah, I'm sure because we just go on random soliloquies.
We go on random soliloquies.
Like verbal diarrhea. Is somebody out there?
There's a light out there.
Oh, well, I mean somebody's out there then. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe it's the hash slinging slasher.
I think it's a bitch. I don't know.
Talk about your father that way.
Is that him?
I don't know.
It shouldn't be. He shouldn't be home yet. But he just called me. I don't know.
That's why he's in that.
Maybe it's him and the hash slinging slasher. But so there's a move to TBS coming in August?
January
of 2022.
You're close. Their second show, AEW Rampage, will debut on TNT August 13th.
I feel like it should be all named about Taz.
I do love Taz Technique. He was telling everyone why Christian's kill switch was ineffective. And I bought it. I'm like, damn, that move sucks. Taz convinced me.
It's the unprettier.
It's a kill switch. He wants it to sound more devastating. That's a shoot. That's why he changed the name.
I don't know how he does that move without dislocating something.
Yeah, it does seem like very...
I don't know. It's just it's impressive.
Very good range of motion in those shoulders.
But, yeah, he's an AEW, isn't he?
He is.
And he's got us built up to be in the stupid Battle Royal.
Yeah, he's going to go for a big poker chip to challenge the world title. What the fuck were we talking about?
TBS
and TNT. So, yeah, the second show, Rampage, will debut August 13th, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, immediately following SmackDown. Yeah, interesting that they're giving them a one-hour show, 10 p.m. on a Friday night. It's a tough time slot, so we'll see how they do. But the bigger news coming out of the deal was Turner Broadcasting gave them more money to move to TBS come January 2022. A lot of people are clowning AEW for this, which I don't understand, because at worst, it's a lateral move. TBS might even be in more homes than TNT. Or at worst, it's a lateral move. It could be a better move, but like, I don't think it's going to change much. I think wrestling fans
are... literally, they're two channels. They're one channel apart.
Yeah, no matter what cable system you have. It's like that at all of them.
No, see, my old one was 25 and 33.
But they're all the Turner networks are clumped together. There was only Turner networks in between them. There's probably True TV in there. Not reality, actuality.
I miss Court TV.
The worst fucking slogan of all time.
We Have the Meats is pretty good.
We Have the Meats? Was that an Arby's reference?
It was.
Wow.
Love them.
I big
love
Arby's guy?
I haven't had it in forever, obviously, because I'm eating fucking rabbit
rotisserie
food.
Chicken?
I'm eating rotisserie chicken and chicken thighs and steak and all kinds of weird shit.
I'm just imagining you looking at rotisserie chicken the way Kamala looked at that live chicken.
No, I don't. I've eaten chicken thighs, but the fuck was I gonna say? What were we just talking about?
TBS.
TBS. Yeah, 8:23. It's 8:26 for me, and TNT is 8:25. So yeah, it's a lateral move. I mean, we were joking today.
You were joking.
I was being.
You're having a field day.
I was having a field day. I was having a bad day. That's when I also got the cops calling me for getting gas.
What?
You understand my line of work.
All too well.
And I stopped and got gas someplace, but it was kind of one of those gimmicks where you give them the card, you go pump it, and then they scan it. Well, I pumped the gas and the card didn't work.
Oh, they thought you were trying to scam them.
They thought I was trying to scam them. They threatened to call the police. I couldn't get in touch with my office.
Ooh.
But it all ended up working good, so I was having a bad day. So
tough scene. Well, my track record with company vehicles isn't the best either.
So. No, it isn't.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
A shoot allegedly, unlike Pat McAfee. Mine is a shoot allegedly, which I...
But TBS, Dynamite... should be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have to watch it. Anything on TBS that's not Whose Line Is It Anyway makes me sad.
But I think the overarching... there's two takeaways from this. One, Turner continues to further invest in AEW, so anyone saying they are failing doesn't know what they're talking about. And two, quote-unquote, real sports will always bring in more advertising money than pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Because
except soccer.
Stop it. Because the Turner Network did confirm that NHL did play a part in the move because they want to make TNT the sports network. Have the NBA on there, have one fighting championship on there, have the NHL on there. Although MLB is on TBS, which is really... But I guess that's like tradition from like the beginning of TBS.
That's why things started at 6:05 was because of Ted Turner.
Well, they don't... It's not just the Braves anymore. Now it's like the fucking NL playoff, so it doesn't really make any fucking sense.
Yeah, TBS is a big baseball thing. But, yeah, it's a fine move. But do they have to change the name of the championship?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could just be defended on the TNT show and be fine. But I'm assuming they just rename it the TV title. Makes it easier.
The television title, yeah.
Makes it more, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Not translucent, but, like, it could go between shows easier. You know the word I'm trying to think of?
Yeah, but I can't think of it either. Flexible. But.
That's not the word, but it works.
Yeah, probably the opening title.
Yeah.
Or it's the, I couldn't think of something funny to say. But that's about it for AEW. They've been on some decent shows and stuff on every AEW show I hate and stuff on every AEW show I like.
Yeah, I will say, like, every Dynamite, there's at least one thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't turn on a Dynamite and not find at least one thing you didn't enjoy.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. But, all right, there's been some documentaries coming out.
Yeah?
Obviously, I'm talking about the A&E biographies, which I still haven't watched Sean's yet.
I haven't watched the Booker T one. I haven't watched the Sean one.
Booker T one was great.
I'm like 3 weeks behind.
My father was astonished that Stevie Ray was his actual brother.
Knowing, like, the way pro wrestling works, if I didn't know, I'd probably be astonished, too.
Yeah, that's true. But Booker T one was great. Haven't watched the Sean one. What was the best one so far, and what was the worst one?
Stone Cold was the best. Macho's is probably the worst.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. I think Piper's was the best. I thought Piper's was awesome.
Piper's was good until they got to the WWF stuff.
They left a lot out.
Not only that, it was a lot of like rose-colored glasses. Like Hulk Hogan talking about how much of a fool Piper was for not wanting to be pinned in WrestleMania 1 was fucking rich, considering Hulk Hogan didn't want to get pinned in WrestleManias 1 through 5.
Until 6.
Yeah. And I'm sure he probably didn't want to get pinned in 6 either, but they didn't have much of a choice.
That's the one.
He's going away.
Is that possible the only match where he wasn't the worst person in it?
Well, fucking Warriors this Sunday, and I'm sure I can't wait to see how they fucking try to make this guy look like St. John.
Dick. Well, didn't they come out with a big fucking like hit piece on him like back in the day?
Yes.
The rise and fall of the Ultimate
Warrior. The self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior. I still have it on DVD to this day.
I have to watch it. They should watch it.
Dude, it's awesome. They shit all over the guy.
He's an asshole.
I know.
He wasn't a good wrestler. He was a worse person.
But, like, he signed the Legends deal and went in the Hall of Fame, and all of a sudden he's one of the most influential guys to ever step into business, and it's all rose-colored glasses.
No, he went into the Hall of Fame and then died.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring... That's morbid. I wasn't going to bring that up.
I'm Mr. Morbid.
It did happen. Like that.
Probably the angel of death. That
he
guy,
gave his own eulogy on Raw.
And then died 7 hours later.
Wildest shit ever, bro. Yeah. He knew.
Yeah.
Someone probably had a hit out on him, and he knew.
I took a heart attack, didn't he?
He did, but you could make it look ways.
He just
slipped something in her drink.
Her?
Yeah, maybe it was Dana. Maybe she did it.
Oh, okay.
I can't throw accusations like that. I think I get sued for that shit.
The funniest thing is that their last name is Warrior. Her last name is Warrior.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Because he had to do it to own it.
Yeah.
But
and it didn't even work. He still didn't own it.
He's an idiot. Fuck you, Jim. Like, get out of here.
He's not even... His legal name was Warrior Warrior.
Yeah.
What a fucking fool.
He's an asshole.
I don't want to talk ill of the dead, but...
I will. He's fuck him. Okay, you want to talk about... Let's talk about Hitler.
Well, I don't think Ultimate Warrior is a bad... Like, he said some bad shit, but I don't think he's fucking Hitler.
You said you want to speak ill of the dead, and Hitler's dead. Therefore, you don't want to speak ill of Hitler. Therefore, you and Drake Wirtz are starting a promotion.
I fucking hate you. But it's funny because, like, 3 weeks after the Warrior... A&E bag if you get a Warrior Dark Side of the Ring, and I wonder which one will be more accurate.
Truth's always in the middle.
You're right. I mean, say what you want about Warrior, but he was a gigantic
huge,
in the 90s.
Gigantic star.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. He was two different people, apparently.
Yeah.
There was two Warriors, and then he no-sold for Triple H, and then he disappeared for 10 years, and then he died.
Then he came back and had a terrible match with fucking Hogan in WCW.
Oh, that match.
And fucking had a dumb trap door that caused British Bulldog to get addicted to pain pills.
You, God. Fuck you, Jim. Jesus.
Well, I don't think trap door is his fault. Like,
no, it just involved with him.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say Steve Austin's was the best, and I mean, you agree that Macho's is the worst, right?
Yeah, that was a hit piece. That was weird. That was real fucking
bizarre.
Weird. I mean, I'm not saying all of it was not true, but it was just not in line.
A lot of it was true, but
it was just not aligned with the ways of the other ones.
It felt like, hey, fuck you, you wouldn't go in the Hall of Fame while you were alive, and we're going to extract our revenge.
Yeah.
That's what it fucking felt like.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
I don't know, I'm just kidding.
Why even fucking do it if you're going to do that?
Because people, he's recognizable.
I guess that's true.
And then Booker T's was great.
Yeah, Booker's was, I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. Rough life.
Yeah.
Also, he has the funniest entrance to a goddamn show ever. It's him driving, like... intertwined with the Shaft intro.
Oh, God.
It is hysterical.
It sounds like it.
He's just driving a Porsche with his old hood in Houston.
Jesus.
Yeah, it talks a fair amount about reality wrestling.
I mean, Ember Moon came from there, the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Top Dollar.
Sounds like it's where you want to go.
What do you think about Hit Row?
Love it.
Yeah.
We'll get there in a minute.
Will we? I don't know. No,
we won't,
it.
But we'll get there in a minute.
Okay, cool.
NXT. Some... wonderfully beautiful woman was recently seen at the Performance Center.
Oh, yeah, Zelina Vega.
I'm talking about Zelina Vega. And what are your thoughts? Because I know you're going to have some.
People are going to be quick to clown her for coming back. But, first of all, did you see what she was there doing?
No.
Apparently, she's going to be paired with Simone Johnson.
Really?
Yeah, she was filming shit with Simone Johnson. She
probably needs to talk her. Which is almost...
And it makes sense because The Rock is the one who got her the job in the first place. So, like, it makes sense, you know? And, yeah, So, in case you've been living under a rock since November, Zelina Vega was released for refusing to hand over her Twitch and her OnlyFans after WWE banned third-party affiliates. She was the one person in the company to stand up for themselves and get fired. And, yeah, it was a shame. But she kind of put WWE in a tough position where it was, like, widely reported that they did not want to fire her.
Yeah, they had to, though.
They
could be assholes and their decision could be wrong, but they had to fire her.
Yeah, because if they didn't fire her, everybody would reopen their Twitch accounts the next day.
Yeah, and then they would have their mess in their hands.
Yeah. And her Twitch hadn't been active in a few months, so I think that's a clear sign that she was prepping to come back. And it's not uncommon that people have been released and quickly came back. Crime Time, they were fired for 8 months and then they came back.
Probably coming back again.
Side note, it's been a year since the Shad thing now. Rest in peace, King. Daniel Bryan, he got fired for the Thai incident. He was back 2 months later. Del Rio was fired for slapping the shit out of some intern, and he was back a year later. So it's not uncommon.
And that would be the worst thing he would ever do.
Just one in the list, man. It's not completely uncommon for someone to take a couple months off and then come back. I'm hoping she got a nice bump in pay, so like it makes up for some of the revenue she was making. But yeah, I think if you clown her for coming back and getting gainful employment, you're a stupid piece of shit.
Okay, you're a stupid idiot, as one fatty would once say.
Stop it. What do you think about the whole deal?
I mean, we have had nothing but good things to say about her when she was there.
Yeah, like, and I know you weren't being disparaging when you said this. You were just like trying to figure out what her legitimate role is going to be. But you were like, well, what are they going to have her do? And I said, anything they fucking need her to do, because she could do it all.
Yeah. Like, what would you do with her if you were broken?
Oh,
you could
man.
Do anything with her. What would you do?
See, I think she's at her best as a manager. Like, and I'm not trying to disparage Andrade, but look at Andrade in WWE before she was with him, when she was with him, and when they broke up.
Yeah.
Two of those had very bad at beginning and endings.
Yeah.
And the middle was very successful.
Yes.
I don't know who I'd put her with. I don't think Garza needs her. Garza kind of has enough charisma to carry himself. Legato sure as hell doesn't need her. They're...
Oh, see, I think that's where she fits. Maybe be the female member of Legato?
I don't know. Like, I just think they're good.
They are. They're fantastic.
I think they're just good.
But I think she can work there.
No, oh, yeah. Like, if you plugged her in, it wouldn't make Legato worse.
Would you put her with her husband?
That's an interesting road.
Because I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now, but he's doing something, apparently.
I think he's kind of on hold because there's discussions of moving him over to Raw.
Yeah, because they said Raw needs stars.
Yeah. But Raw already has Damian Priest, and, like, I know the gimmicks aren't similar, but they kind of have a similar look and, like, a similar feel to them.
And they'll be in a similar spot in the card.
So I don't know if them being on the same show is the best idea, but, hey, I'm not in charge of Raw, thank God.
I think that'd be an interesting feud.
Yeah. And it seems like Alistair's coming back as a heel, so that'll be interesting. I don't think he's worked much as a heel at all in WWE. He's pretty much been a baby, except the one-eyed Alistair against Kevin Owens feud that was like quickly forgotten about. That's the last time he's been seen.
He looks like Odin.
She could pretty much do anything. I think she could even commentate if they wanted her to.
Oh, I bet she absolutely could. Is she taking Hugo's spot? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What would you do with her? You'd put her with Legato?
I think I'd make her the female member of Legato. She can talk as good as Santos.
But
if not better.
But see, I think...
But I feel like if they're going to do a whole, like, Mexican cartel kind of gimmick, that she'd fit in fantastically there.
And she's a fine in-ring worker, but I think, like, her actual in-ring...
Her talent is in managing.
Yes, but Santos could talk. He doesn't need that.
But I think she could talk for... I don't think she needs to be, like, a manager for them. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if they, like... I'm perfectly okay with them getting a female member going after everything.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, in NXT, that women's division is so crowded, I wouldn't have her anywhere near the top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely
that's the,
not.
That's the thing. Like, I just kind of see that position as, like, a waste of...
They've always done interesting things with her, so I actually trust them to book her.
Yeah, I think her, if they're going to bring Simone up, I think pairing her with Simone would be fine.
Do it on SmackDown so you can pay for Booker.
I think Sabone needs some time in NXT before that's even...
absolutely. I mean, Thea. But... because I feel like Heyman really likes her.
I'm sure he does. Vince supposedly loves her. I mean, shit, he brought her back.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it was a Hunter call, which is possible if it's going to be NXT.
Which is 100% possible.
Yeah.
Because Hunter's got a brain. All right, from one side of NXT to another, they finally got him. Drake Wirtz has been released by the company.
Yep.
For, I'm assuming, a slew of reasons.
Yeah, so there was a couple NXT releases today, the most prominent of which was Drake Wirtz.
Not even the most prominent, because he was a fucking ref, but the most controversial.
Well, I mean, like, the most, like...
public.
Yeah, the one people knew was coming eventually. He had been doing various things, like, you supposedly, you were running down the list earlier, supposedly Triple H was giving a speech about inclusion, and...
the minute that other religions got involved... Drake gathered his stuff and had some words for some people and left.
Yeah.
Angrily.
Supposedly he threw hands with some, or was on the verge of throwing hands with some people. He went on a meeting for Seminole County wearing an NXT shirt saying that children wearing masks is hazardous to their health while wearing, representing the brand he works for.
I feel like that was a big strike.
Yeah, like that's, I'm sure if I went to talking about that subject wearing stuff from my
he's
employer,
also,
I would probably...
Let's call a spade a spade here. He's also a QAnon conspiracy
theorist. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Him and Cunt Green.
And I'm sure this had to be tough for Triple H, because you could tell Triple H like really liked the guy. Everyone really liked the guy, but like, if you...
Yeah, This guy had nothing but good things to say about when he got there, and then he fucking...
If you noticed, all of Triple H's WrestleMania matches since WrestleMania 33 were ref'd by him.
Yeah.
That was his guy.
He was, like, the most liked guy in the indies, and then... Which happened to a lot of people, and I'm not taking a political side here, but a lot of people that you think were normal people got trapped into that shit.
Yeah. I hope he could figure out... I hope he's not baffled on why he got fired. I'll say that. Like, I hope he realizes that the behavior he was engaging in was, like...
just inappropriate.
Like, even if you believe that shit, like...
Don't say it. Don't wear your company's logo.
Yeah.
Like, also, like, a major, major, major entertainment conglomerate. A
publicly traded major entertainment conglomerate.
With, like, one of the most diverse employee lists there is.
Yeah.
And then you can say what you want about Vince McMahon or Triple H, but that's just true.
Yeah.
You know? And he had some run-ins with minorities over... just throughout his years, and then I guess minorities...
He needs to have a run with Minoru.
Made it very clear to Mr. H that their encounters with him were not very pleasurable. He almost fought in Doku.
Well, it got to the point where he was suspended from the CWC earlier in the year.
Yeah.
He was told, like, hey, don't come around for a while. And eventually they brought him back, and he reffed for a little bit longer, and now he's gone.
He doesn't have a Twitter, though, which is upsetting.
I think he did. He probably deleted it.
Or he got banned.
But I think he did at one point.
But, so, yeah, I mean, I thought his career is over.
Yeah. And you know what?
You know the cons aren't going to hire him.
He did it to himself.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah. We'd be talking about somebody else that did it to themselves today.
Yeah.
In a much worse way, but...
and that person is still gainfully employed.
What is going on there? Did he just get released and no one knows?
I think he is quietly riding out the end of his contract, which could be many years. I don't know how much he had left on his deal.
God, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not the worst situation to be in for him for now, but eventually that's going to dry up.
Yeah. And he just ruined it. He was the future, man.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could probably all use your deductive reasoning skills to figure out who we're talking about.
I have a shirt.
And his glasses.
Not his taste in spouses, though.
Or his phone number, thank God.
Or his phone number, thank God.
Yeah. What school do you go to?
All right, we're giving it away at this point. But
I mean, if people didn't know by now.
But yeah, fuck you, Drake. Just hope you hear that.
Not Aubrey Graham.
Not Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick's a saint.
Not Spud. Drake Maverick's a wonderful man. But Drake Wirtz, just take a hike, pal. And we'll see.
Pack a lunch, too.
Yeah. No, I said it wrong. And then you said it wrong. And now I'm angry.
We fused it.
All right. So into our last segment of our first news in over 2 weeks. I was over 2 weeks, so.
You're not wrong.
SmackDown news.
This segment has been a complete shit show. But
I don't think it's been that bad.
First week back, knocking off the rust.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We haven't said the exact same thing at the exact same time yet, so. Daniel Bryan is no longer employed.
Yeah, supposedly. We were all speculating what would happen once he lost to Roman Reigns. Like, oh, is he going to NXT?
It's a fantastic match.
Is he going to have some dream matches in NXT? Is he going to go to Raw and be part of that shit show? Nope, turns out his contract was legitimately up, and we don't know what's next for Bryan Danielson. So, A, what do you think he will do? B, what do you think would be the best move for him?
Both questions are answered the same thing for me.
Okay.
Let's face it. He's at the end of his career.
Yeah.
At the end. He doesn't have much left. Just injuries. He's got a family to take care of now. And I'm sure he's been well compensated for the last 10 years of his life.
I'm very sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And not to mention his wife being very well compensated for the last 10 years of her life.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see him do like 15 dream matches. Like, go get a match with Omega. Go wrestle somebody in Japan. Go wrestle Nagata or somebody in Japan.
So to be clear, that's not what you think he's going to do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you do think that's what he's going to do.
Actually, no, I'm changing that. Okay. And then have come wrestle Gargano or something like that. And then just pop up different places. He's immediately the biggest name in indie wrestling history.
Yeah.
And he goes back, he's gonna get money wherever he's at, and there'll be guys begging to work for him, and they're going to be the good guys.
It's crazy. We're at a time in 2021 where Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, and CM Punk are all free agents.
Maybe something goes on there?
That'd be wild. If AEW could pull that out for, like, All Out, that'd be ridiculously wild. Like,
does he go to Ring of Honor?
Does he
go to Ring of Honor and wrestle Jay Lethal?
If you're Phil Brooks and Tony Khan calls you and says, hey, I got Samoa Joe and I got Bryan Danielson.
See, if he's going to get one, I just want him and Joe 1-on-1.
Well, I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, like, if Tony Khan calls you and says, I got both these guys, he can wrest them both in singles, he can wrest them in a triple threat, whatever the hell you want to do,
dump truck full of money.
I will get Living Color to play Cult of Personality live every night, whatever you need. You're Phil Brooks. You do that?
Yeah.
I don't think he does. I think he holds his guns at this point.
He's impressive. He lasted longer than anybody thought he would.
Yeah. But I think at this point, it's just, like, on principle.
If they can get Joe and Punk to go at it one more time,
it'd be unbelievable.
It would be, I would go.
And we didn't think it'd be possible because I think Punk, I always said Punk's the one guy I never see coming back to WWE. No. I could see him coming back to wrestling, but I could never see him coming back to WWE. And like, it seemed like Joe was going to be a WWE lifer, whether it was going to be commentary, wrestling,
we said
PC
the week,
coach.
I just said, yeah, and maybe he will be. Maybe he'll be back. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a deal where Joe wanted to wrestle. He wasn't getting cleared as fast as he'd like to be cleared, or they wouldn't clear him at all. And they kind of said, well, we don't want to pay this wrestler this much money to just commentate when we could get Adnan Virk to do it for pennies on the dollar. So they made a move.
Another baseball tonight alumnus.
Yeah.
Adnan Virk. But
didn't he get fired for, like, leaking ESPN secrets?
Yes.
That's wild.
And if they can get Joe and...
Maybe he's a double agent for Tony Khan.
Possibly. Maybe if they can get Joe and Punk one night all in Chicago.
That would be magical.
We're going. Like, we're going. We're going to be there. I've never been to the show in Chicago once. I never saw a wrestling show in Chicago. It's on my list of things.
See, like, I think I want my first show in Chicago to be the Rosemont. I know I sound like a mark because it's the Allstate Arena now, yeah, but...
It's the Rosemont, I'll be in you.
I think I want my first show in Chicago to be at the Rosemont. And one of these years, we got to pull the trigger. Like,
they always get, like, money in the bank or something. So.
And, like, we live in an area that's, like, very convenient to go to Chicago because our airport has very few direct flights. But one of the direct flights they actually do have is to Chicago, and it's, like, dirt cheap.
Yeah. We'll have to go.
I don't know why we haven't yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really haven't had an option since we've been going to shows. But, So
I'm a globetrotter. I
want to see Daniel Bryan go everywhere. And he'll probably have the American Dragon name back.
Yeah, he probably owns it. I'd assume he owns it.
Yeah, and but I think he's going to take a year off, come back, wrestle a match in WWE and retire.
I think he eventually re-signs a WWE and does a part-time deal for the next couple of years and keeps helping with the creative team because it seems like he took that role seriously. And, like, supposedly he's the reason behind the push Cesaro's getting now, which we'll get to that next.
Which makes sense.
And supposedly he was the reason that Big E got the big singles push. He was behind Apollo. Like, basically, everyone on SmackDown is doing, like, really good things. Daniel Bryan had a role in, like, vouching for. And SmackDown has been unbelievable the past couple of months. So it's like, it's clear the guy knows what he's doing. So I think that could be his future if he wants it to be. And I think that will end up being his future. I think the temptation to wrestle elsewhere will certainly hit. We're good. And I'm sure Tony Khan, if Tony Khan already didn't call him, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I just want him to do whatever makes him happy because he's sacrificed his body for years for us. So I want him to be happy.
You know how I feel about him. To be a dad. You know how I feel about him. I think he's the best. I think he's the best. I think he's the best wrestler in quite some time. I mean, he's definitely the best all-around wrestler since Chris Benoit.
Is he your GOAT?
I don't do GOATs in wrestling. I don't.
That's a cop-out answer.
No, I don't. I hate the argument.
I'll tell you my GOAT. My GOAT's Shawn Michaels.
I don't even have to think twice about it. I think there's an argument could be made for like 20 guys.
See, I didn't say the GOAT. I said your GOAT.
Oh, my GOAT? Yes, okay. Daniel Bryan. Okay, yeah. I didn't know exactly what you meant.
The GOAT, that's...
The GOAT is... That's not an answerable question in wrestling.
Like, in my opinion, Shawn Michaels is the greatest wrestler of all time. In your opinion, is Daniel Bryan the greatest wrestler of all time?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Yes, and I mean, objectively, he's probably the best wrestler since Chris Benoit.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not in your top 10, then I think
you're wrong. This is where wrestling is not subjective.
Yeah, like he's
like you can't be like, hey, Orange Cassidy's a better worker than Bryan Danielson. I can't even say it kiddingly and think about it, and be like, well, it's wrestling's objective. You can think what you want. Well, no, you fucking can't. But no one's ever gonna say that.
You could say Orange Cassidy's more entertaining than Bryan Danielson, yeah, and perfectly I can't fine. Say you're wrong.
But if you say he's a better technical wrestler, going to kick you right in the dick.
I mean,
I'm gonna cut front you. One of the two.
I mean, Meltzer's award is even named the Bryan Danielson Award. Like, so I think
I think honestly, objectively, he's a top five technician ever.
Yeah.
I agree. Him,
Angle. Voldemort. Yeah.
Voldemort.
He who cannot be named.
Yeah, he could not be named, but his name's not Voldemort. That's Baltimore with a V, what you said. Yeah,
but he cannot be named. Very pale.
I think that's objective.
He got the little ghost guys that fly around for him.
Could you name 10 wrestlers better than him?
No.
Yeah. And then maybe like Bobby Eaton. I don't know what's going on right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's my goal. I think... He has been consistently the best wrestler in the world since he came on the scene. Since he has a legendary career in both the indies and WWE.
Yeah.
Not many people get that.
No.
You know? It's him and Styles that I can think of right now.
Punk.
And Funk. But could you really say indies and territories are the same thing?
I said Punk, not Funk.
Oh, I thought you said Funk. I really thought you said Funk.
No, I said Punk.
So yeah, so him and Punk are the top of that reign. Him, Punk, and Styles. But... How many times do you get legendary in both? Like, he's probably the best independent wrestler of all time. I mean, there is a territory I want to watch. I'm not even sure it's on the network.
Well, probably not now. It might have been before, but...
Was the Carolinas in the network?
Just some Crockett stuff, but not like...
I'm talking like Piper and Flair stuff.
Well, yeah, that's some early Crockett stuff.
What is it? Okay. I got to get all that stuff on it because I want to watch that promotion. Did you ever see their roster?
Yeah.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, the territories back in the day, like, everybody worked everywhere, you know? That's just how it was.
But, like, their hometown wrestlers were Flair, Piper, the Andersons. But that doesn't matter. But, yes, Daniel Bryan is my GOAT.
All right.
And who do you want to see him retire against?
Hmm. In a perfect world, I'd say Nigel McGuinness, but that's not possible.
You want to see me cry? Because I would cry.
Can that be my answer? Because that's yes. Who I want him to see him retire against. But I know it's not.
Nigel can wrestle somewhere else.
I don't think he'd want to risk that. You know what I mean? Like, Nigel's got some issues.
Oh, yeah. Like, Nigel's legitimately hurt.
Yeah.
But if he's working on anybody that's keeping him safe, it's Daniel.
Yeah.
But, man, what could have been? I might go back and watch that Nigel thing because that was incredible.
Oh, the Nigel docu? Yeah, it was good.
But, yeah, I think he goes back. But speaking of SmackDown and why it's been so successful, they hired a new announcer, and it's the best hire they made in years.
Oh, wow.
Cuzzo is on SmackDown. Pat McAfee, who last year was cutting top heel promos that you know he came up with himself.
Yeah.
Because he's the best talker in the business right now.
Well, he said he'd watch, like, Flair and Triple H and DX and Steve Austin and The Rock before he went out there, and he'd just be like, he'd just basically rip them off.
Maybe the most all-around talented man in all of wrestling.
I don't know if I go that far.
Well, you said you have to see some more matches, but
I don't know if I could go. That's a bold statement.
He might be the best announcer. He might be the best color in wrestling.
I don't think I could say that 1 month in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, early returns are good.
Yeah, if we have this discussion 2 years from now, and he stays on the track he's on, then yeah, I could. But like a month in, I think we might be jumping the gun a little bit.
I love the guy. I think he's great. I used to listen to his show all the time. He's very wise about sports. And I just think he brings an energy that people are looking for.
Yeah, he brings. The thing that makes Pat McAfee so good is they allow him to be Pat McAfee. If Vince was in his ear, not letting, like, making him like every other announcer.
Well, you know Vince must like him because he did the video for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch every week, he puts out a vlog about how SmackDown went, and
I don't know where can I find that?
His YouTube channel.
McAfee's?
Yeah.
All
right. And after the, so Vince wasn't there his first show, but his second show Vince was there. And Vince came up to him after the show and congratulated him. And Michael Cole said, Vince McMahon never once congratulated Michael Cole after a show. And Pat got congratulated after his second week. So I think
Michael Cole's been the guy for 20 years.
That's what Cole said. He's like, I've been here fucking 20 years as the fucking number one guy.
Also extremely underrated.
You gotta watch last week's vlog, though, because they go over the whole when he was supposed to spoof Vince and they made him shave. And he's very, Kevin Owens starts laughing at him. He's very upset about it. They legitimately bullied him into shaving.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, like it's, I felt bad for Pat.
Well, you got ribbed.
And they're like, do it for the business, Pat. And, but yeah, it was a good hire for sure. And if they keep letting him be Pat McAfee, I'm sure he'll continue to be great.
Think he wrestles again?
I'm sure at some point.
He gets in a Survivor Series match or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cause With his show, I think once we get back in front of crowds, this might be over. Because he has to do a show Monday to Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right now, he has a beach house in Tampa to do the show on Friday. And once they're touring again and they're in a different city every Friday, it's going to be tough to kind of maintain that. So, this might be more temporary than everyone thinks. So, I hope it's permanent.
Well, I think just based on he's going to be doing things with the company.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm sure, yeah.
He's fantastic. He's so good. He's so good. He's better at being Pat McAfee than I am anywhere else.
That's also something we got to talk about that I'm glad I just remembered. Money in the Bank in July, supposedly in front of a live audience. What are your thoughts?
Well, they can't do it in front of not a live audience anymore. You can't have fucking Brother Love and his son in the bathroom.
Well, rumor has they were going to do it in the Thunderdome, but a certain other wrestling promotion announced their return to touring, which kind of accelerated their move.
Good. You know what? I've been Mr. Safe in the virus since it started, but if we're doing full capacity sports stadiums in a week, there's no reason not to be doing it.
Everyone's kind of, you know, everyone's...
We're close to being mostly vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. You're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Everybody around me is vaccinated. Everybody I work with are all older men. My parents, my family, my grandfather, my aunt, you know, we're all fully vaccinated, so...
And we're getting to the point where if you're not vaccinated at this point, you clearly don't want to, and we can't help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's well past time to go back to full capacity.
I agree.
And then that's the perfect time to start it. You don't have to do it right now. You don't have to rush to do it. But I don't think they should be receiving any shit for doing it then.
And the rumor is SummerSlam in the Garden, which, my God, pal, that'll be magical.
I know what we're doing.
Well, I don't think you'll be here.
No, I will not.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be here. I think you'll miss SummerSlam in the Garden, pal.
Ooh.
It's a hurt piece.
Have to Google good makeup bachelor party gifts then.
Stop it.
I can't.
You can't. I wouldn't let you.
Yeah, I'm going
to. I would not let you.
But no, I can't wait to go to Colorado.
Yeah.
Go hang out with Vader.
Rip.
Best big man ever.
Still not in the hall.
Which is why. I didn't even know there was any bad blood there.
I don't think there is. I guess they didn't see him as marketable, which makes sense because they didn't see him as marketable when he was there.
Just some of his stuff in Japan.
Big in Japan. Johnny Ace is big in Japan.
Over with Team Boys.
Riddle, he's your Team Boys.
Also, Riddle's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a gigantic shithead, but it works because him and Orton are great together.
Whoever thought of that, I guarantee it's Bruce. Needs a pat on the back. He finally got him last night.
What do they say? A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
He finally got him last night. Did you see him break him?
I did.
But SummerSlam in the Garden.
Yeah, it's a rumor. Wow. I'll be pumped.
Is it Big E's time then? If you go to July.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Money in the Bank. I really don't. I have no clue.
That'd be awesome.
Once we figure out who's in the match, I think I'll have an idea, but. If you ask me right now who's going to win the men's and women's Money in the Bank, for the women's, I'd probably say Alexa Bliss and her stupid-ass superpowers, which will piss me off to no avail.
She'll transform in front of the live crowd.
I was so angry at WrestleMania. You don't even understand.
You spent every week going, I can't wait to go to WrestleMania where she can't transform. And then I got an all-caps tag. She did it in front of a live crowd.
I couldn't. They brought a giant box just so this bitch could transform. I shouldn't call her a bitch. That's not.
No, she seems like a wonderful person.
She does. She does seem like a really nice person.
And she's very beautiful. Right. She is. Coming up next, we will get our WrestleMania backlash on.
Yeah, stay tuned. It should be fun. So, WrestleMania backlash took place this past Sunday, May 16th, 2021, from the WWE Thunderdome inside of the Yuengling Center.
Hell yeah.
In Tampa, Florida.
Do you see a little off topic, Yuengling travel their recipe all the way across the states?
I did not.
They opened a plant in Texas. They're keeping their one here.
Hell yeah, baby.
And listen.
Pottsville piss taking over the world.
Listen, and then they had a police escort from here to Texas in a locked little truck.
That just seems like a waste of taxpayer dollars.
But if you get that recipe. It's like the Coke thing. You know the thing with the Coke recipe is?
What?
They can't fly in the same flight. Only two people know it, and they can't fly in the same flight. Like, legally.
That's true, because one of them dies. Yeah.
But for all of those, there's a little free advertisement here. Yuengling's the best beer on the planet.
I disagree, but it's all right. Fantastic. I can drink it.
It's the best eaten beer there is. It's the best beer to pair with wings.
I'm a Corona guy, but I've been on a real Peroni kick lately.
Peroni's great. You ever Modelo?
Modelo's good.
Modelo's fantastic. But,
my groomsman gift for a wedding I'm going to be in was a whole fucking case of Peroni, so I've been...
Mink, yeah. You gotta trade in the Mercedes for that?
I didn't pay for it. It's a groomsman gift.
Oh, he gave it to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I thought you were getting it for him.
No.
I got iced.
Yeah?
When I got asked in mine. You got Peroni at Smirnoff Ice.
That's funny.
But, all right, let's talk about the show.
Yeah, so the kickoff show. I didn't watch it.
Neither did I. It was Sheamus and Ricochet. It was probably good.
Sheamus defeated Ricochet. For some reason, Ricochet is wrestling in jeans now.
Who's Ricochet again?
Trevor Mann.
Not ringing a bell. He's the guy that flies around?
Yeah, you
talk... Wait, no, he's the guy that's his brother and stuff.
I don't know. He's not that bald man. That's a different bald man. That bald man has a skullet.
Greatest hair ever.
The opener of the pay-per-view proper, a triple threat match for the Raw Women's Championship. This went 15 minutes and 22 seconds. Rhea Ripley defeated Asuka and Charlotte Flair. So this match fucking baffled me because Rhea and Asuka have had some bad matches lately, but you throw Charlotte in the mix.
Just inserting the best female wrestler of all time.
But it's not even that. Like, Rhea and Asuka worked better together in this match than they did in their singles matches. Yeah. Like, this match is really good. I enjoyed it.
So did I. And, they should be building around Rhea Ripley. I do have one problem with the show, though.
What?
We'll get to that after.
Well, yeah, we all have that problem
with the show. Not that problem. Oh. But a problem with the show top to bottom.
What, there's two triple threat matches? Both for Raw titles?
Yes. I hate triple threat matches. I hate them.
I hate that Asuka.
But ate I another. Liked both of these, weirdly enough.
Asuka ate a pinfall here, and it seems to be setting up Charlotte and Rhea Ripley probably inside of Hell in a Cell next month. I'm sure, it'll be good.
That'll be fantastic.
Up next, probably my second favorite match in the show. SmackDown Tag Titles on the line. Rey and Dominic Mysterio, the Mysterii, take on the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler and Bob Roode. This match started with them taking out Dominic backstage. Rey started the match by himself.
He got hit with a couch.
He did get hit with a couch. He did get hit with a couch.
Not even Tim couch either.
Poor Browns. It just hit me that, like, even in 2021, Rey Mysterio is still the best babyface in peril around.
And he's still the best cruiserweight.
Like, he was getting his ass beat and, like, selling his ass off for Ziggler and Roode. They did a thing where Roode slid him out of the ring and Ziggler caught him with a super kick, like, in midair. It was awesome.
I like Ziggler and Roode together.
Eventually, Big Match Dom limped his way out. He got the hot tag, made a fiery comeback, hit a frog splash, and the Mysterii become the first ever father-son tag team champions in WWE history.
Just like the Griffies.
Except they actually won gold, unlike the Griffies.
Don't talk about Ken Griffey Jr. like that. If he didn't get hurt, they would have won a lot.
Or if he would have just juiced like everyone else in that
era.
Yeah,
if he just would have juiced, he would have hit 1,000 home runs.
I wish Cincinnati Reds Griffey got a title.
So that he was cool.
He was cool.
No.
Everyone talks about Mariners Griffey. I like Cincinnati Reds Griffey.
No, Mariners Griffey's the kid.
Dude, Cincinnati Reds had Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., and Deion Sanders at one point. It's awesome.
That is so much swag.
Unbelievable amount of swag.
That is unfathomable amount of swag.
It really is.
And
they also had a Barry Larkin, too.
Did you ever hear the stories about Ken Griffey as a kid?
Father of Shane Larkin, Celtics mediocre bench player.
Is that Barry Larkin's kid?
Yeah.
Like University of Miami? He was
in
Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. I didn't know that was Barry Larkin's kid.
Yeah, it's Barry Larkin's kid.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. But
speaking of the kid, what were you going to say?
Did you ever hear the story that Younger, like, used to break windows? And he was sitting and his mother would yell at breaking the windows and his father would say, calm down, honey, can't teach that swing.
Fun fact, he is the only guy to hit the warehouse in Camden Yards.
Is he really?
Yeah, in Home Run Derby.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's far.
Yeah, dude, it's a fucking...
My dad used to have meetings for
that. Rocket, dude.
He's so talented, but it's not a baseball podcast. Although, my love for baseball has gone to the moon this year, and I'm so happy it's back.
I've gotten more into it this year than I have in years past.
It's a phenomenal sport to watch.
I think it's because The Show came out on Xbox this year, and I bought it.
It's a great game.
It is a great game.
But I love baseball, and I wish I could watch more Angels games so I can watch Ohtani.
Yeah, the unwritten rule bullshit keeps coming up, like the Yamin Mercedes deal.
Listen. Here's my opinion about baseball unwritten rules, and it's been my opinion forever. If they were so important, somebody would have fucking wrote them down.
But it's not the first time Tony La Russa mishandled a Mercedes.
Oh, whammy! That was a really good one.
I'm proud of that one.
That is phenomenal. What a fucking psychopath.
So what did you think of this match? What do you think of the new champs? And how long before the Usos take it from them?
Good from them, and hopefully Friday they got their moment.
Damn. I wish it would have been in front of people, though.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't they do this at WrestleMania?
Because I think the plan is for the Usos for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah. I have no doubt they're dropping these titles to the Usos. Although, Jimmy Uso is wearing a shirt that says, nobody's bitch. I don't know how I feel about it.
But the best tag team in the world is back, so.
Well, they're not on the same page, though. That's the thing.
Strange Bedfellows.
You know what? That's true. They're going to be the longest reigning tag champions of all time.
Strange Bedfellows.
They love their Strange Bedfellows champs.
Yes. And even their brothers is a whole other story.
Yeah.
And they recognize the tribal chief.
Well, one of them does.
One of them does. One of the other ones is nobody's bitch.
The other one's nobody's bitch, yeah.
Nobody's bitch at all. Hey, he fought a cop, so.
Well, I mean, one's the right-hand man, and the other's nobody's bitch. Oh. A lot of sexual innuendo in the...
I didn't need to have... It's late for that to happen here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I like the match. I like the finish. Although, Roode spine-bustering Dom was hysterical, and Dom is so skinny that when he landed on Roode... It looked like a mountain and a molehill.
Bobby Roode is in his mid-40s, and he looks like that. A fucking specimen.
Insane.
I wish he kind of got a better run in the Fed.
Me too. But I don't think it's been bad.
NXT was good.
Yeah, NXT was great. But still the Fed.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, up next.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go. So, I think we got to rewind this a little bit. Monday night, when Damian Priest won the right to pick the stipulation, he said... I want a lumberjack match, and I don't care if the lumberjacks are aliens or zombies or whatever. And I think we all assumed that was just a throwaway line.
Oh, and it wasn't.
But they had a legitimate build for zombie lumberjacks. So we should mention there was a backstage segment where Morrison was going to walk in to give the lumberjacks a pep talk. He opened the door and saw they were all zombies and retreated. And I can't say I blame him.
No, are you kidding me?
Then he told the Miz that he went to talk to the lumberjacks and they're all zombies, and Miz did not believe him. Miz thought it was one of his psychological tricks to fire him up. But sure enough, we go to Damian Priest versus the Miz with zombie lumberjacks to promote Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead.
Featuring
Dave Bautista.
Which I'll have to watch, though. Because it looks pretty good.
And so it worked.
Well, yeah.
It worked. The promotion worked.
I mean, I was doing it before this happened.
No, you weren't. It was the zombie lumberjack sold you to go on Netflix and watch this film.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so this is shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they did this. This Miz tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And that could have happened anytime, and he's escaped injury for how long?
Yeah, that's his first major injury ever, besides the concussion in Mania 27. Yeah, but
Watch is 24, by the way. It came out after. It was outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know whose idea this was, but I know who it was. It was Brother Love.
I can't even say that. They got offered a bag, and they took the bag. Well,
they secured the bag. They absolutely secured the bag, which is what they do. They're better than anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
But this was just unnecessary, especially when somebody, two not young guys, one had flowers already. The other one could be main eventing WrestleMania in a year.
But I'm going to try and look at this with glass half full.
Is this your bold take?
No, my bold take's at the end. But I'm just going to try to look at this glass half full. Does it say something about... Because obviously, anytime there's something like this, Miz is the guy they go to. Like, Miz is the guy to do this. But what does it say about Priest that they not only trusted him with this, but they also trusted him with a Bad Bunny deal?
Yeah, they obviously know how good he is.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to, like, find some silver linings.
This is right down Miz's alley, because Miz can do anything.
Yeah.
Miz is equally believable in the front of the top of the card. We're on the top of the card in the opening match, not on the show, and on Zombie.
Like, if you had to, if someone told you, hey, we need two guys for a zombie lumberjack match, Miz is probably the first one you're grabbing.
Absolutely, and that's as a compliment.
And then Kofi Kingston's probably the second guy you're grabbing.
As a compliment, though. Yeah. Like, Miz, how highly did we speak of Miz after the Bunny deal?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, just,
absolutely.
I have nothing but respect for that guy, and I think he's going to get Cena'd. Do you think he's going to get Cena'd?
Oh, maybe. Not to the extent that got Cena'd, but I think people will definitely appreciate him more when he's done.
Because Cena's a whole new light. Holy shit.
Yeah, Cena went from, we fucking hate this guy, to, man, he's one of the greatest to ever do it.
And he is. Like,
he deserves all the credit he's getting.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you back, Miz, so we'll see you then.
See you in 9 months, pal.
See you in 9 months. And I will, if I'm there, I will blow the roof off the joint for you.
But let's, I guess, talk about a little bit of the reaction to this match, because one person in particular that may host a popular radio show on a satellite radio network was so offended by this that he turned the show off and then the next day went on a 7-minute rant on his show about how dog shit this was. And like...
Was it Canelo?
No. You know who it was, right?
McGregor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, I'm not defending this at all. Like, it was 7 minutes of shit. But, like, if this 7 minutes ruined your entire enjoyment of this show, find something else to do, man. Yeah. Because this was... Because this is my bold take, so I'll get to it later. But I got a bold take about this show. It's a tease, I guess.
Okay. I completely forgot Dynamite's on right now.
You got a lot of people mad with that statement.
Yeah.
Up next, SmackDown Women's titles on the line. Bianca Belair defends against Bayley. Speaking of giving people flowers, I think we're going to give Bayley her flowers. She made Bianca look like $1 million in her first title defense.
Did you read where they're possibly going with this?
No, I didn't. Oh, I did see that.
And I'm in for it, because you know she'll do it.
She'll do it, but...
Bayley had a better 400 days than any other wrestling superstar on the planet.
Ooh, that's a bold take right there.
Even Omega.
I was going to say, there's a certain battle cry that I hear rallying around.
Oh, God. Better than a battle axe.
I hear
Justin. Hey, when you're the booker, you can win all the championships.
I hear Justin Roberts getting ready. He once wrestled in North Carolina. Do they do that still?
I don't know. I'm warning Justin Roberts. If I ever see you, I'm punching you.
What pisses you off more, the random pun than North Carolina or John Moxley?
I want to kick him in the shin in front of his daughter every time that happens.
I didn't even know he had a daughter.
I don't even know if he does, but I guarantee he does.
Okay.
Beta fuck.
Jesus, man.
I hate that guy. I hate him when he's with WWE. He adds nothing and he takes away everything.
He is objectively a bad ring announcer.
Yeah, he's awful. He's fucking terrible. Mike, I don't know what's going on with Mike Rome either. He's got long hair now.
Hey, man, let people be happy.
Although we've met Mike Rome more times than I can count.
We did?
Yeah, we met him in Times Square.
I do not recall this.
You don't recall meeting Mike Rome?
Was I drunk?
Probably. I was.
I don't recall this.
I was on the alert for thieves. But,
That was that time?
No.
Oh.
But this was the next time.
Was this Mania weekend?
Yeah. He was in the Foot Locker.
I don't recall
Are you
this.
Blanking?
Yeah, I don't recall this at all. I remember the bar.
The bar showed up after, but he was inside when we got there.
I do not recall that.
You really don't?
No.
That's awesome.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't recall that.
But yeah, no, he was there.
Huh.
And right. I met him once at a house show.
All
right. I was screaming at him.
Is he the guy you fooled with your Mojo Rawley tweet?
Yes. Yes.
I remember that story. That's funny.
I did. He read it, and then he goes, people trying to hear truth, cheer for Mojo Rawley. I was like, that was awesome. I got him.
But yeah, Bailey made her look like $1 million. Second Bianca title match in a row, and Michael Cole botched the finish call, but
we'll get there.
Yeah. I love the trend of people keep trying to use Bianca's hair and it backfires. Because, like, obviously Bianca knows her hair better than
That's
anyone.
That's her domain. She's the master of the domain.
Yeah, so I like that a lot. This match was great. They gave him a lot of time, 16 minutes. And Bianca got the win with a roll-up using her hair for an assist.
Yeah, it was awesome. And that'll backfire eventually. Hey, speaking of, there's someone on the TV right now who I immensely respect after a certain documentary.
Julia? Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is fantastic. You know who I mean.
Up next, a triple threat match for the WWE title. It's only a 6-match show. Wow. Maybe that's why my bold take will make sense. Bobby Lashley defended the WWE title against Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre in a triple threat match. Went 14 minutes and 12 seconds. It was better than it had any right being. They came out 1,000,000 miles an hour, and it was a sprint for 14 minutes.
Which you wouldn't expect out of these three guys.
Braun almost broke his fucking neck with a dive off the apron. Drew McIntyre pulled out a fucking Michinoku driver on Braun Strowman.
Hit a sick Claymore.
Braun Strowman hit the fat guy senton, which is awesome. They recreated the Braun Strowman Lashley spot with Lashley, but Drew McIntyre, where they went through the stage and all the sparks went off.
Oh, we were there, weren't we?
We were there for the blow off, but we weren't there for the setup.
Oh, yeah.
The setup was when they went through the stage, but we were there for the blow off where they went through like a whole fucking section of the concourse.
Yeah, where the Zambonis come out.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great show.
That was a really good show. Probably one of the better shows we were at.
This was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
This was awesome. The double suplex on Braun looked great. All three guys are just fantastic.
And I had zero expectations for this coming in.
I thought this was going to be 20 minutes of nothing.
So yeah.
Look at those fucking assholes.
So Drew drilled Braun with the Claymore, and then Lashley dumped his ass out of the ring, stole the pin, and Bobby Long Tights is still your champion of World Wrestling Entertainment.
The almighty ring goes on, and I don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, I think the problem is, like, there's zero credible challengers for Lashley.
There's one out there.
Yeah?
There's one out there.
But that one currently isn't employed by the company, which is an issue.
Oh, I guess he does work match to match.
Well, right now he's not even have a con. He doesn't have a contract.
Did he ever have a contract?
Yeah, he had a contract. He was getting like $1.5 million per match.
Yeah, that's where he got to go, and that's where I think they want to go, because the people that Lashley wouldn't have it if he didn't.
But you got to talk that guy into coming back.
There's one thing that will make him come back, and it's something the company has a lot of.
But I don't think that's the plan, because he just got fucking pinned by Kofi. And do you remember what happened the last time the person you're talking about faced Kofi?
Oh, yeah.
He beat him in fucking 6 seconds.
You're right. I got confused for a minute.
Then Kofi just beat Lashley on Raw.
I'll think people forget.
Are
you telling me you wouldn't want to see that main event in the Garden SummerSlam?
I really don't have a ton of interest in it, being honest.
I do. You know me and my obsession with Lesnar, so.
Yeah, Lesnar's great, but I don't know. I'd rather them build up somebody.
Fair enough.
You can't keep going back to that crutch.
No, you can't.
It's only going to work so many times.
Yeah, you're right. Who would they build up, though?
That's their problem. Priest? Find somebody.
Not yet.
But... there's a certain Limitless fella sitting at home that they've soured on that could probably have a great match with Bobby.
I don't want to talk about that because that just annoys me.
I don't get it, man.
Mia Yim.
She's the HBIC.
She is the HBIC. But, yeah, this was fantastic. Braun looked good for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
But, and Drew and Bobby will always look good. Bobby just... has anybody had a better second run ever than Bobby Lashley?
I'm sure if I thought about it, I could... I mean, Daniel Bryan. Michaels. Daniel Bryan. Michaels.
But, yeah, I'm a big fan of everything Bobby did since he came back.
Yeah, he's done great with the title since he got it. And he came out with some hoes on Raw.
That was unbelievable.
It was great.
But, up next... the main event.
Yeah, this is the match I was looking forward to most. I was so happy to see Big Swiss get the shine. Cesaro taking on Roman Reigns. This one, 27 minutes and 34 seconds. Technical fucking masterpiece. Roman worked over the arm the whole time. And there was an awesome spot where Cesaro was going for the sharpshooter and he couldn't get it with the right arm, so he switched to the left arm. And, like, just him selling that arm and, like, the struggle. Cesaro just... gets this, man.
He's made.
He gets this.
And I'm going to cut a promo right now.
Go ahead.
If you ever, ever, ever thought that Roman Reigns couldn't wrestle, I want you to shove your fist in your own ass. Because everything, and I mean everything, he's done since he started this run has been absolutely fucking dead presidents.
Yeah.
He's big money. And that's what wrestling's about.
It just makes you wonder why he was a babyface for 5 years.
Yeah, like, but even the smart fans, quote unquote, because I hate saying that, we said he'll be better as a heel. And look what he is now. He's the best thing in the fucking business.
Yeah, can't argue with that. By far,
he's the best thing in the business.
So, no Jey Uso, no Jimmy Uso, no Paul Heyman. Well, Paul was there, but no involvement. He choked him out clean with a guillotine. What do you think of the finish? What is...
listen, that's what it has to be. I'd rather Cesaro get his airway cut out and then pass out for a little bit and have it lost be TKO than have him tap or get pinned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, they're obviously not done with Cesaro.
Yeah.
Obviously. And hopefully he's getting recognized for how good he is right now.
Well, what they did in the post-match kind of scares me.
Regarding what?
That he's going right back to the mid-card to feud with Rollins.
Oh, yeah, but... I don't know. Is Rollins ever the mid card?
He's the upper mid card, but he's still the mid card.
But that can go somewhere. It could blow off, and that can give.
I mean, no one's the main event besides Roman Reigns, right?
No. He is head and shoulders tribal chief above everybody else.
Yeah,
and that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
but I love watching Cesaro wrestle. That guy, you're right. He just gets it.
Yeah,
he just gets it. He's much like Bryan. Much like Bryan. But yeah, let him and Rollins go out for a couple months and have him win Money in the Bank.
I don't know. I'm sick of those two. I'm just sick of it.
I can't be sick
of it. I've seen it twice already, man.
I can't be sick. I can watch it every day.
I can watch them wrestle every day, but there's so many people on the roster they could be working with, man.
Yeah.
Like, put them in there with Sami Zayn. Put them in there with Kevin Owens. Put them in there with fucking Apollo.
Fair enough.
Like, there's just so many guys. Like,
maybe he will go after the United States title now.
Well, that's on Raw, so that's kind of hard.
Not United States. Intercontinental.
I know what you meant. I'm just being a dick.
Yeah.
So you ready for my bold take?
Yes.
If that zombie lumberjack match wasn't on the show, this was a takeover quality show.
I'm with you. All the matches were great.
And it was a short, six-match card.
Like, the worst match was Bianca and Bayley, but it served its purpose. It was
still great, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this was fucking TakeOver New York or TakeOver New Orleans. I'm not saying it was that
bad. But you're talking about the focus was on the match quality.
And I'm just saying, like, so let's just take the zombie match out of the equation because it was what it was. There were five really good matches, all clean finishes, nothing screwy. It was a very NXT-like show.
Hunter getting the big book?
I don't think so. I think it was just, I don't know.
Happenstance?
Yeah, I just think they... I mean, their pay-per-views have been good. Like, everyone, out of all the knocks people have had on WWE, no one said the pay-per-views are bad. It's just the weekly TV.
But I don't care about the pay-per-view. That's not... I mean...
Yeah, you don't care about the pay-per-views because weekly TVs are shit.
Yeah, I would also get every title off every pay-per-view, but that's a different conversation.
Well, there was... let's see. They're on this pay-per-view. There was no IC title.
No IC, no US.
Well, that was in the kickoff show.
There was in the kickoff show, but...
No Raw tag titles. No women's tag titles.
But every match but one was a title match.
But that's just because there's a million titles in WWE. That's
a different conversation.
Yeah.
But, I think this built well. Like, Roman belongs in the main event.
Yeah.
So, I wish... That's another thing. I wish pay-per-views would build up to the main event as well. But that's just wrestling today. Everything's 100 miles an hour all the time. But I think that... You're right. I mean, this... I'm trying to think of what other shows are really good during this era, as we'll call it. Payback.
Yeah, Payback was good.
And this might be one of the better ones.
I thought last year's SummerSlam was really good.
Also, where do you find the pay-per-views on the new network?
There should be a tab that says pay-per-view specials or network specials. Just some pay-per-view shit specials, like that. Some shit like that.
Because when I was watching it earlier, I couldn't find them.
All right, so give me a final grade.
Solid. I can't give it an A because of the fucking zombies.
I'm going B minus.
I'm going B minus.
And it would have been an A minus.
Would have been an A minus.
But the zombie match knocked it out a full letter grade. We're on the same wavelength.
Same page. Fuck the zombie match. Get better, Miz. Well, it was wonderful to talk to all of you again. Yeah. And we'll have something for you next week. We got something for the next week?
Double or Nothing preview.
Holy shit, we're there already.
Yeah. Double or Nothing is a week from Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Which means we have to shell out our $50 to the Mighty Con.
God damn it.
So we'll see you next week with our preview for Double or Nothing. And then 2 weeks, it'll be our Double or Nothing review. So we hope you knock the rust off this week. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the NBA playoffs if you're a basketball fan. I know I won't. But
yeah, fun. You're going to get bent over.
It's Nets in five.
Nets in five. Sixers all the way.
Sixers in four, no matter who they face, yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh, I don't know. I get
you guys nervous. You guys will sweep either Indiana or
and Washington. Then probably the Knicks.
Yeah, probably.
If we can get out of this in 8 to 10 games, I'll even give up one to each team, and then go in pretty healthy, and right after Brooklyn or in Milwaukee beat the shit out of each other for 7 games.
I think both New York and Atlanta and Milwaukee and Miami are gonna be wars. I think they're both 7 game wars.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
but
that's for our spinoff basketball podcast coming in 2028.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you next week. Stay tuned.
Peace.